You need to be powerful, because without power, you can't survive. Welcome to the Small Words Podcast. My name is Olumuyiwa Yomide Emmanuel, and here is another episode coming to you straight from the studio. Yes, this is Which Way Nigeria, part 2. Many things are currently happening in the country right now. The way things are going, it feels like we are on the brink of extinction. Yes, first, it was the banknotes. Some people feel like it is a joke, it is a play. The government are playing tricks on us. They're trying to change the value of the money. The money itself is not even valuable. People are complaining that no, this banknote is like this. Some people believe that they just soaked it into a dye and just give us the citizen to spend. Our politicians don't even know where the country is going to. They don't know where the country is headed. Everybody are crying. People are wailing. People are screaming. People are fighting. People are protesting. They are saying that they don't want to live this life anymore. President went to a state and he was stoned. They threw stone at him, the president of a country. People are fed up. Some people don't even know what they want anymore. Some people are running away. Some people are just looking for a way. People are saying, look for a way to get out of this country. Look for a way to get out of this hole. Because it's drawing people. It's gradually drawing people in. Fuel price is up. Some people, they have queued for hours, 4 hours, 5 hours, just to get petrol. Some people are even tired. And the electricity is not even sure. Because if the electricity is sure, why would people go on the queue for hours looking for petrol? Some filling stations are selling petrol 400, some people are selling 600. Corruption. People are tired. People are protesting. It's not a new thing. It's a cry of war, telling the country that, see, we are fed up. For so long, you have put us in a hole. You have caged us. We are not going to agree. First, it was the massacre, the Lekki massacre. Now, we don't even know the position where we are in. They say we are the giants of Africa, but we don't feel giants. That's what it requires now, a deep sigh, a depressed sigh. People don't know what to do again. Election is coming, and people have not even gotten their PVC because it's not a thing of joy. Now, INEC are sending messages to people's phone to get their PVC. To get their PVC, they are doing double PVCs for a single person. How? Why? They're trying to rig this election. The person in power, the person that is about to enter, does not even know where he stands. He does not know taste from test. People are saying he's playing. Some people don't even know why he's even there. Some people don't know why he's contesting, because he looks like a lifeless man. Everybody don't tire. They want to jackpa. Like, this sakpa is too much. He tire apa. We don't know what to do. The governments are not helping. Yesterday, I got a call from my mother. She said, my son, how are you doing? Are you facing what we are facing too? And I said, yes, mama, we are living in this same country, so I'm facing it, of course. And she said, I'm tired, though. I want to leave this country. I want to leave. I'm tired of everything. I say, Mama, if you leave your state, the current state you are in, you are going to another state and it's definitely in the same country. So, why? And she said, my son, you will not understand. I'm going. 2 days later, Mama committed suicide. Jeez. Is this what life has turned into? The dead ones are crying, they are rolling in their graves. If God gave them a chance to come and pick up their loved ones, to come and spend eternity with them up there, they would come back and pick people. Because it's not easy again. But we just have to fight. I know the current state of the country is nothing to write about, but please, let's fight. Yeah, you might not vote, you might not be voting in this coming election, but you have to, because it is the future we are talking about. Don't you want to create a better and safer place for your kids? You want to be a proud father and say, yes, we fought for it. Well, while it was nothing, we were there, we voted that person because we knew that this person is the right person. Don't you want to be proud and say, yes, I was patriotic, I did this. We put in this improvement, this development in the country when it was our time. Don't you want to sleep tomorrow with a smile on your face? Don't you want to be safe at night, guarding your children? If you want to do that, then it starts now. So if you are a teacher, tell those kids in school to be strong. Tell them that they should do the right thing at their youthful age. Because when the time comes for them not to be able to do anything, they would look back and say, yes, I did this when I was a youth. If you're a doctor, tell your patient that everything will be well. Tell that critically ill patient that very soon everything will be clear. If you're a mother, strap your children, hold them, bring them close, because they mean everything and they are the futures of tomorrow. If you're a father, be there for your child. Tell your child, my child, everything will be fine. So let's do the right thing. Stand up and fight. Get your swords, get your knives, and get rid of that pain, that block that is setting you, that is creating a blockage. Get rid of it so that your children will enjoy the future. I know the country, some people have even condemned it. Some people are like, Nigeria can never be better again. Nigeria can never be good again. They have used their mouths and said negative things concerning the country. And yes, now it feels like the country is even low. The country is dead. But it's because of the leaders there. So please, let's do the right thing. Let's fight. I know it's not easy, but please, let's fight. Because our lives depend on it. Our lives depends on it. So get your PVC and vote for the right person that you think will enter. Just do your own part and leave the rest for God to answer. If you are a prayer warrior, please pray. A small prayer will go a very long way. And yes, it will go. So please, let's do the right thing. My name is Olumuyiwa Ayomide Emmanuel, and this is Which Way Nigeria. Until I come your way next time, this is the Small Words Podcast. Goodbye and stay safe.